Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day around the country and here in Western New York. It's run by the Drug Enforcement Administration. David Zahn joining us live. He is Assistant Special Agent in charge of the DEA. David, do efforts like this really make a difference?
They really do. What it does is it provides an opportunity for people that might have unwanted prescriptions left in their medicine cabinet that they're no longer taking, an opportunity to actually dispose of it in a safe manner. And it provides an opportunity to, if somebody is tempted to use the prescriptions that they're not assigned to, it gives them just, again, an opportunity to dispose of the prescriptions.
And events like these, this isn't the first time you've had one. I'm assuming there has to be a reason that you keep coming back to promoting these events. Have they been successful in your mind?
Oh, they really have. This is our ninth consecutive take back. It started back in 2010. And what's interesting is that we've actually had an increase about 15%. Last year in April of 2018 into the October 2018, we actually again had an increase of like 15% of people bringing in their unwanted prescriptions for disposal.
Now, we're becoming more and more familiar with drug drop boxes around the area. How is this effort different than those other ones?
Well, some of the agencies, law enforcement agencies out there have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week location, so you can come in there at any time, dispose of it. And it's disposed of through our agency twice a year. So what will happen is that these agencies will collect it and then will bring it to us back in April and in October of each year, and we dispose of it. So some agencies have them 24/7, others don't. And it just depends on where you're located and where those agencies are located.
You know, there's been recently in the news a couple stories about the drug drop-off containers. In one case, a police chief taking from those containers. In another case, paramedics. Has there been any sort of hesitancy recently to use those containers because of stories like that?
No, for instances like that, some of the agencies are responsible. They are responsible for their own containers. So if a department decides to have a 24/7 container, it's their responsibility to provide security for it. When we do the take back, we deliver boxes to certain locations. We stay with those boxes on take back day. They're manned during the 10 to 2 hour drop off by time period. And then we escort or transport those boxes back. So it's kind of what they do. It's their responsibility. When we run our take back, we're with the boxes, the whole time while people are disposing of their unwanted prescriptions, and then we transport it back to our DEA offices.
Why is it not a good idea to throw out old prescriptions or to flush them?
Well, obviously, it's terrible for the environment, and it's not disposed of properly. Second of all, if you just throw them out into the garbage, you just don't know where they're going, who has access to them. As we all know, the majority of the people that are started out or that are addicted with heroin started with prescriptions. Three out of four people that ended up addicted to heroin started with prescription pain medication. So you want to make sure that if somebody is prescribed pain medication, it's for them. And it's disposed of proper. Again, it's environmentally safe the way we do it, and it ensures that it's not diverted into somebody else's hands.
That's all the good reason to, again, go and check out the DEA drug take back. Again, what information can you give us? What should people be looking for this weekend?
Well, there's 471 take back locations throughout upstate New York. Consists of law enforcement agencies, there's long-term health care facilities, pharmacies, even the Native American reservations have locations. They're open from 10 to 2. We won't take needles. We don't take medical waste. It's completely anonymous. If you're interested in where a location would be, they can go to DEATakeback.com, or they can call 1-800-882-9539, and they'll tell you exactly where those locations are.
Okay. We just tweeted out a link, too, that you can put your zip code in, and you get the list of collection sites that are near you. It's a lot of police departments, hospitals, sheriff's offices, and these are manned collection sites tomorrow, right, from 10 until 2, David?
That's correct.
All right, David Zahn joining us live. He's the assistant special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.